Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3028, Baruch Hashem, the 14th day of Macheshvan Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing Avosim Chosid, Yishrei Elikim, Harav Chaim Mendel Sheyichia, Rosenberg, Shalom Avrach. Now, just so you know that the yeshiva, people that deal with the students, there's a set of three. In the Chabad yeshivas, there's a set of three. There's one that teaches Chassidus, that teaches the esoteric part, the Chassidus. That's usually, he's referred to as a Mashpia. That's the name, the teacher that teaches Chassidus. And then you have either a Rosh Mesifta, a Rosh Yeshiva. He is the one that teaches the revealed part, like the Talmud, the Shulchan Aruch. Those are the teachers. And then you have something which is called a Mashgiach. A Mashgiach is a supervisor, which means the students have classes, and then they go and they review the material in the yeshiva. Everybody studies with a partner. It's called a chavrusa. The yeshiva is set up, you don't study on your own. You study with a partner. And you have the benefit of the give and take of studying what is always a study partner. And the mashgiach is the one that supervises. He's the supervisor. He's not the teacher, but he's supervised that they should be studying and doing what they are supposed to be doing. So this rabbi, Rav Chaim Mendel Sheyichia, he was appointed as a mashgiach in the yeshiva Torah Semes. It mentioned many times, I went on shlichas over there in 1975 and 1976. I was in Torah Semes, so as a shliach at that time. So he was a mashgiach on the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says to him, you should know, it's known, that the responsibility of the mashgiach, of the supervisor, is many times greater than the responsibility of the Rosh Mesifta, Rosh Yeshiva, that's the head of the yeshiva, the teacher, and the Rosh Yeshiva is more responsible. Why? Because the rabbi who teaches, he has to teach Torah for the students. And before them, so the Rebbe says, teaching Torah, there's not so much opposition from the other side. So, why? Torah is like bread from heaven, it's like the manna. And words of Torah do not aim a kablim tuma, they don't get impurity. So meaning, there is no, words of Torah holy, there's no psoilus, there's no leftover. Everything is pure. So, when you're teaching Torah, that's easy because you're talking about, you're dealing with something very holy and you're giving over to them. That's when you teach the Torah that you give over. So the rabbi who's teaching Torah, he's basically giving you the word of Hashem. He's giving you the bread from heaven. He's giving you Torah of the Hashem, and that's what he's relating. And also, the one who's receiving it, even if he's not properly receiving it, it becomes like it says the Torah is like a drug, but it can either be a drug that gives you life, or it can be a drug that gives you the opposite, you know, or it could be a bad drug or a good drug. But it says, depending how you utilize the learning of the Torah. So that's one thing about the teacher and the recipient of the level of Torah. However, the mashgiach, what's the job of the supervising, the rabbi who supervises the students? His job is that the Torah should actually teach the students something. Which means he doesn't just present it. He has to make sure that his students are actually absorbing and they're actually taking in, and that the Torah that they studied does not just remain something intellectual that he used, but it's something teaches the person to be able to conform and to learn from the Torah, as the expression of our holy leaders, Rebbe says. They say that the person becomes one with Torah, that the Torah becomes his Torah. So we call it your Torah. In other words, you've become so much a part of what you learned, you've mastered it, and it's become part of you, so that it's your Torah now, because you and the Torah have become one. And we know that the truth of the matter is, the Torah and the Jewish people are really one. Now, that's something which the evil inclination doesn't like. He doesn't like the fact that it's one thing to study Torah, but there's another thing that the Jew should actually really incorporate the Torah in himself. So therefore, he drags along the Nefesh HaBahamis with full force. Now, I know in the yeshiva, one of the challenges, the Rebbe is not talking about that very openly, specifically over here, one of the challenges is, you know, you're sitting next to your student, next to your friend, next to your chavrusa, next to your partner, and it's very easy to start a little talk about this, about that, about the latest news, the latest songs, the latest singers, so you can get away on a big schmooze over there, you know. And in the meantime, so, you know, in practical terms, I'm trying to picture what the Rebbe is saying here. When the rabbi is giving his class, okay, everybody has to, either you pay attention, you don't pay attention, but you don't talk over there and you don't get distracted. But when you're sitting on your own with your partner, you know, it's very easily to get, you know, pulled away. And the mashgiach has the job to make sure, hey, he comes over to your table, he says, I've been looking at my clock, you've been schmoozing for too long, get back into your studies, go into your studies. So I'm not sure that this is exactly, I'm just telling you some of the practical things that are going on in the yeshiva, that sometimes, you know, it all depends. Some chavrusas, some partners are seriously studying away the whole time and don't waste a minute. But some of them sometimes get caught up. So the Yetzer Hara is coming over there. He doesn't want the Torah and the Mashgiach's job. Now the Rebbe says, even the Gemara says, even the Reish Gargusa, it's a very small job. You know, who should, there was somebody got an appointment, who should go ahead and fill the water each day? You, I mean, it says Hashem gives you that leadership. In other words, anybody who becomes a leader, even if it's something very small, everything is from Hashem. So the Rebbe says, if Hashem, for sure, you're appointed, that means that you have the job, that you are able to be a mashgiach, you can do it successfully. So the Rebbe says, it only depends on your good will. So the Rebbe says, may Hashem, the blessed Hashem, succeed you, give you hatzlocha, that in a short while you should be able to proclaim, Re'ei gidulim shegidalti, look at these growth that I've raised, look at these children, look at these students, look how beautiful these students are. The Rebbe is giving him a lot of responsibility and telling him, to a great extent, how the students behave is up to the mashgiach, not to the one who disseminates the Torah in the classroom, but rather to the mashgiach who's there with the students and sees to it that they are incorporating everything that they learned into their lives, into themselves, and that is when you fulfill. And now, looks like maybe he didn't think that he was capable. The Rebbe says, no, if you were appointed to this, then Hashem gave you that position. Everything comes from Hashem. He must have given you that position. And the Rebbe says, there's sometimes more a position against the Mashgiach than it's against the Rosh Yeshiva. And therefore, the Rebbe blesses him with success, and the Rebbe's blessing is that very shortly you should be able to say, be proud, these are the students that I have raised. Okay?